You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are starting a new series. It's a 5-Sunday series. Called All Weather, and this series, the whole context of this series is taken from the book of Philippians, the letter of Paul to the church in Philippi, and the goal of this series is to encourage us and to remind us that whatever seasons we go through in life, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen? Diba? Normal o natural lang po na sa buhay natin, dumadaan tayo ng seasons. And seasons actually means changes. And changes are seasons that come and go in our life. Sometimes, these changes brings things that we do not like, things that are not comfortable. We all know that medyo rainy season na, no? Medyo ba? O rainy season na talaga. Alright? Maulan-ulan na, di ba? But kagagaling lang natin sa mainit na summer. Di po ba? Sino sa inyo na-enjoy niyo yung summer niyo? Okay, ang init nung summer, you know? Sa family namin, okay, itong just a couple of weeks, about 2 weeks ago, right, as the season or weather changes, right, merong dala na medyo hindi masaya, right, sa pamilya namin. Bakit? Kasi nagkakalagnat yung mga anak ko, right? Pasa-pasa, simula doon sa pangatlo ko, and then naipasa doon sa bunso ko, and then naipasa doon sa pangalawa ko. Right? So, nonetheless, praise God, the Lord healed all of them. Right? And that's really seasons. Those are changes, no? That happens in our life. And whether we like it or not, right? Things happen in life. And sometimes the way it happens is that it goes up and sometimes it goes down. Di po ba? Tama ba? Right? In medical perspective, okay, sabi nila that if your life doesn't have ups and downs, right, it means that you're dead. Right? Yung kung hindi yung pulse mo, kayo wala, ibig sabihin wala kang pulse, right? Ganon din yung sa life natin. Sometimes, right, we are in a season where everything is okay, and sometimes we are in a season that, you know, there are so many challenges and difficult circumstances that are happening. But the most important thing is we know we are living life, and we know that we're not just living life by ourselves, okay? We have a promise, we have an assurance, and this is again an encouragement. Maybe some of us are familiar with this particular book in the Bible. Maybe some of us are also familiar with some seasons in our life. Right? Hindi bago sa atin ang mga challenges. Right? Maring meron kang challenges noon na naging challenge mo na naman ulit ngayon. Right? And this is to remind us that in all of these seasons and changes in our life, right? God has a purpose, God has a plan. We can respond, all right, in differently, okay? We can respond. Our choice is not just a choice of moving on, which is good, which is positive, or a choice of giving up, which actually won't help get rid of the problem. But it's also choosing to honor God no matter what, in spite of. It's choosing to rejoice. Right, kahit na medyo, alam mo yun, yung circumstances natin, okay, does not solicit joy in our heart. And so, hopefully we will, as we go through season, we want to avoid the route of grumbling, okay, na mag-grumble tayo. Because sometimes, okay, we can be tempted to grumble. Okay, Lord, bakit ganito? Lord, ginagawa ko naman to. Lord, pinagpe-pray ko to. Lord, naniniwala ko, bakit ganon? Right? And we started to grumble and we start to doubt. And that's, again, that's not the route that we want to take. Rather, we want to commit to honor God. Amen po ba? Na ima-honor si Lord kahit na ano pang situation natin. And tayo mag-respond in rejoicing. Alright, naalala ko when I was in Boston, one time we were driving, right, and yung host ko, at saka yung anak niya, kasama kami sa sasakyan, and then may nadaan ng kaming aksidente. Right? And there are Christians, and sabi nung nanay, "Oh God, may aksidente. Oh Lord, thank you Lord." Sabi niya, "Thank you Lord." Nagalit yung anak niya, "Mami, ano ka ba? Anong thank you? Na-aksidente na nga yung tao." Eh hindi, sabi sa Bible, alright, give thanks in all circumstances. Okay, so, alright, parang, okay. Sige, pero naiintindihan ko yung ibig sabihin niya, okay? Pero actually, naging normal na sa kanya na magpasalamat kay Lord, okay? Kaya lumalabas na lang sa kanya na, "Thank you, Lord." Okay? Kahit na may aksidente, kahit na may mga hindi magandang pangyayari. Pero sa atin, gusto natin na totoo talaga to when we say, "Thank you, Lord." Di po ba? Na hindi lang siya parang, wala lang, "Thank you, Lord." Nararamdaman natin yung situation natin at nakakapag-decide tayo na we will give thanks, we will rejoice even in difficult situation in our lives. So let me go on ahead and read Philippians chapter 1. And if it's okay with you, can you join me, all right, in reading this quite a lengthy verse, if it's okay with you. But just to give the reverence to the Word of God, can we all stand up as we read this verse, all right? So magpasensyahan niyo na lang po ha, na medyo mahaba-haba tong verse na to, but I hope that we will be encouraged with this, that God will speak to us even as the words are being read. Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 to 26. "Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. Because of my chains, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so in love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, but sincerely, supposedly, they can steer, not sincerely, but supposedly not, they can stir up trouble for me while I'm in chains. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached, and because of this I rejoice, yes, and I will continue to rejoice. For I know that through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet, what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far, but it's more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you again, your joy in Christ Jesus will overflow on account of me." Let's pray for a while. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would speak to us today, Lord. God, you know these people, Lord. They are here because they want to seek you, Lord. Because in their hearts, Lord, they want to know you more. They are here because you simply have brought them here, Lord God. It's not by accident that all of us are here today. In my prayer, Lord, that you would give us ears to hear what your Spirit wants to say and eyes to see what you want to show us, Lord. Even in our present situation right now, we thank you because you have a plan for us, Lord. We can learn from your word. And so, Lord, we welcome you. We welcome your word in our hearts. Lord, be glorified. Be pleased to show yourself to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. You may go ahead and have a seat. You know, I believe that joy is much, is in many ways different from happiness. Joyful people actually are somehow different. Okay, they think differently. They act differently. Right? They don't allow the cares of this world to rob them of the joy that they already have, right? Dictionary describes or defines joy. This is modern dictionary, Merriam-Webster. Says there, the emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune. In other words, pag may success, pag may fortune, there is also an emotion, something that you feel. Okay, masaya ka. Right? Maligaya. Okay? Actually, joy is maligaya, you know? Happiness is masaya. Okay, you are delighted when things are going well. Okay, or by the prospect of possessing what one desires. Okay, pag na-achieve mo yung desire mo, okay, there's a certain joy and happiness that you feel within you. Tama po ba? Right, can you relate? Also, it says joy is the expression of exhibition of such emotion. I don't know how you express pag masaya ka or you're joyful. Okay, some people they shout, some people they just, you know, laugh, right? Some people they giggle. Ganun, parang, okay, so there are many expressions of joy, but that joy actually comes from within, isn't it? There are also many people who have achieved what this dictionary have defined, right? They have achieved success. They have achieved, you know, a fortune. They have achieved even popularity, right? But towards the end, confess misery and regrets. Hello? Diba? Merong mga tao din. Bakit kaya? Okay? Nandun na sa kanila yung definition ng dictionary ng joy. But yet towards the end, they feel miserable. They have so many regrets. One person I know was interviewed 6 months before he died. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he died of a drug overdose. Okay, this is Elvis Presley. Okay? Kala niyo si Michael Jackson modern, lumang-luma na pala. You know? Elvis Presley. Sino sa inyo fan ni Elvis Presley dito? Alright? Wala, okay, mga puro mga bata-bata dito, you know? Okay, so, yung tatay ko, fan ni Elvis Presley, okay? That's why I know some of his music. But 6 months before he died, a reporter interviewed him and sort of like remind him. The reporter asked Elvis, sabi niya, when you first started playing music, you know, you have a goal and your goal is to, you know, to be rich, to be famous, and be happy. And it seems like you've achieved all of this. And then nagtanong siya, are you happy? And Elvis replied, I'm as lonely as hell. Wow. And we know, okay, pardon me for the words, but we can begin to have a picture why he said that. Probably he's depressed and miserable in spite of the popularity, in spite of the fortune. Truth of the matter is, there's not one person on earth that wants a miserable life, isn't it? Di ba? Meron ba dito? Gustong-gusto mo maging miserable ang buhay mo? Meron ba? Wala sigurong ganun, no? Medyo hindi normal yun. What is normal for us is we want happiness. I mean, we are willing to do whatever it takes just to be happy and be fulfilled and be joyful, isn't it? No one wants misery, right? But why is it that some people, even though they have all of this, they are still miserable? There are also some na kahit kulang-kulang sila, hindi yung pag-iisip pa, yung mga ano, maraming kulang-kulang sa kanila, pero meron pa rin joy deep within. There's such fulfillment deep within. You know, and we all, I believe all of us, naranasan na natin maging masaya. Di po ba? Parang hindi nyo alam kung ano ibig sabihin. Naranasan na natin maging masaya, di ba? Naranasan nyo na rin na maging ano? Ano ba ang opposite ng masaya? Malungkot. Di ba? Medyo, ano, medyo troubled ka. Naranasan nyo na rin yun, di ba? Lahat tayo, medyo nararanasan na natin to, right? And sometimes, happiness and joy are most real when we have something, when we experience something so good, something so satisfying and so fulfilling. Kahit na ano pa yan, kahit na simpleng, you know, nice dinner lang yan. Last night, I have a very, okay, nice Samtus dinner. Okay? So yung iba, pag sinabing Samtus, iba ibig sabihin nun, no? Pero sa amin, kagabi, we had ginataang kalabasa with malunggay and, you know, some gulay. And bola-bola, fried bola-bola. Okay? Talagang, yun yung mga pagkain ng Bisaya. Sino dito Bisaya? Okay? Cebu, okay? Alam mo yung sinasabi ko, di ba? Kahit saan ka rin dito ka, may makikita kang bola-bola, fried bola-bola, right? Saka munggo, or ganun, gulay. And I was there after a long day meeting here and going look for a house, okay, where we can settle, and we came home probably around 8:30 and dinner was served and I was telling my wife, wow, this is good food, this is good meal. Right? Okay, so tawa lang ng tawa yung asawa ko, right? Because she understands, okay, what I'm saying. Bakit? Kasi all throughout the week, kay puro anong tawag nito? Fast food. Okay, dahil sa mga meetings and work, okay, going to Ford, coming here, so no time to go home and really, you know, just buy some quick fast food in Chowking, in KFC, right? All of this. And especially coming from Dumaguete, most of you know that we just move in here. Sa Dumaguete kasi kabaliktaran, right? Twice a week lang yung fast food namin, okay? Ano na yun? Parang treat na yun. Oh, let's go to Jollibee. Pero once or twice a week lang yun. Most of the time, we eat vegetables and fish. So you can just imagine na talagang, whoo, enjoy na enjoy ko yung ginataan. Right? Yung iba sa ginataan, yeah. Okay, so, okay. Kundi, gulay is good for you. Anyway, so, it's simple as that. If you have something so good, something so satisfying, di ba? There is a sense of joy, right? And contentment in you. People are most happy and joyful when they gain some income in the stocks, okay? Or in di ba? Yung pagka nagka-income ka, woo, when you invest and you check, and then wow, tumubo yung investment mo, di ba? Parang thank you, Lord. Pag hindi, thank you, Lord, na rin. Anyways, okay, so, okay lang, Lord. Di ba? So, I have a few things that I invested, a few investments, and I monitor almost every day. Okay, and I look. Okay, and ito, recently, medyo bumaba. Ewan ko lang kung bakit. Hindi pa ako nag-speculate. Right, so, pero okay lang. Di ba? Ganun talaga eh. Ganun din yung stock market. Okay, sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down. People are most happy when they close a business deal. Tama po ba, mga businessmen, right? Pag may business deal and then na-close, woo, thank you, come on. Hindi pa nga kumita, sige, celebrate na. Wala pa dun yung ano. Eh, kasi na-close na yung deal, okay? Parang sigurado na, assured na. Some people, okay, most especially students, okay, are most happy and joy, and it's real for them when they are aiming for a scholarship and they get it. How many of you students here? Diba? Yung iba sa atin, hindi natin naiintindihan yung scholarship kasi, alright, scholar na tayo buong buhay, okay? May nagbabayad ng tuition natin, okay, yung parents. Okay? Yung iba talagang pinaghirapan, pinagpe-pray, gusto maging scholar, and then nabigyan ng scholarship. Woo! Ibang joy and happiness yun. You wanna know? Ask those people. Some people, okay, happiness and joy is most real when they are promoted in their work. They work so hard and they got the promotion. How many of you want promotion in your life, in your work? Right? Wala? Merong iba? Yung iba, ayaw nyo ng promotion? Alam ko, may mga tao na ayaw ng promotion eh. Right? Especially in Dumaguete, yung mga banks doon. Kasi konti lang banks, so maraming clients. And most of the people in the bank, you know, go home at 7, 8, 9, sometimes 10. Meron kami, worship leader namin, nasa bangko. Okay, binata pa nga. Okay? Ikakasal na next month. Alas 7, alas 8. And then, walang mga manager yung mga bangko actually. Ayaw nilang mag-apply. Kasi alam nila, mabigat yung responsibility. Alam nila na parang wala na silang buhay. Okay? Wala na silang leisure. Okay? So may mga ganun, you know? Ayaw ng promotion. Right? Pero iba dito, gusto niyo promotion, di ba? Parang nagdadalong isip na kayo ngayon. Ha? Gusto ko nga ba ng promotion? Oh, okay yung promotion. In fact, God desires to promote His people. For some, happiness and joy is most real when they propose, right? When they propose and she said, ewan, right? When she said yes, woo! Saya-saya, Di ba? Parang, hindi mo na naisip kung magkano ang gagastusin mo sa wedding day. So, bahala na. Basta she said yes. Right? So, but you know what? This was not the case of Paul. None of this, in fact, was the case of Paul. The case of Paul, in fact, he was in prison when he was writing this letter. And he was unjustly persecuted and being chained, right? And put into prison, and there was, he was awaiting for a decision whether papalayain siya or ibibihed siya. Pugutan siya ng ulo. Hindi niya alam kung anong mangyayari in the next coming days. Ganun ang situation ni Paul habang sinusulat niya itong letter to the Philippians, no? But one, the letter of Philippians is Paul's one of the most warm, full of gratitude. Okay, it's actually called a love letter. Okay, hindi pala romance, you know. Marami nagsasabi na romance is the book of love letter. Bakit? Kasi romance, eh. Right, so Philippians pala yung talagang totoong love letter, yung iba sa inyo, okay? Okay lang yan. Okay, so in fact, mamaya magsisikin yun, no? Okay, sige. In fact, the words joy and rejoice in this particular letter alone appeared 16 times. 16 times in these 4 chapters. And you know, I want to encourage you, no, as a Methodist church, in the next 5 Sundays, read. Okay, read. Go back and just read the book of Philippians. There's so much treasures and amazing words. Here, Paul was pouring out his heart, and it wasn't a heart of aluminum grumbling, but heart of gratitude and just security. Right? He was just rejoicing over what, even in spite of his situation, in a stormy situation. That's what we're talking today, no? Even in a stormy situation, we can rejoice. That's actually the lesson that I want every one of us to take home. That through faith in Jesus Christ, we can have joy even in difficult, right, circumstances or difficult situation. Okay, alam niyo na to. This is just reminding you once again, right? Paul, kahit na nasa prison siya, he was able to express with such pure joy what is in his heart. Bakit? Okay, bakit? Because his faith is anchored in Jesus Christ. Now, anong ibig sabihin nito sa atin? Alright? I believe na may experience natin yung totoo at lasting joy when we know that God has a purpose over everything that is happening in our lives. Amen po ba? Kung alam natin na may purpose si God, hindi na kailangan kung ano. Sometimes kasi, Lord, ano ba? Hindi ko maintindihan. Alright? Pinipilit natin alamin kung bakit. Bakit? Eh, basta, for now, what is important is alam natin na God has a purpose why these things are happening. Okay? Why there are these changes in our lives. We may not be able to answer at the moment why at kung ano. Right? Basta ang alam lang natin, merong purpose si Lord. And I believe eventually it will be revealed to us. For Paul, he saw it, it was revealed to him. Sabi niya sa verse 12, "Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel." So nakita niya yung purpose ng pagkakulong niya, na ang purpose is that the gospel will continue to advance. Even though he was the one preaching the gospel, and now he's in prison, he's being restricted, yet the gospel continued to advance. In fact, it advanced all the more while he was in prison. Right, so amazing, you know. It was clear to Paul that this is one of the reasons and the purpose of God why he was in that predicament. And it has nothing to do with his standing before God. It has nothing to do with merits or demerits. Because sometimes tayo kasi, Lord, bakit ganun? Lord, nagkasala ba ako? Lord, may nagawa ba akong, you know, hindi tama? Minsan ganun kaagad ang isip natin, di ba? Pag meron tayong bagay na hindi na ginogo through na hindi natin naiintindihan. Right? Ang isip natin agad lagi, Lord, bakit? Bakit? Ano bang problema ko? Ano bang? Okay? Dami mo talagang problema. Okay? Sa totoo lang, marami tayong problema, di ba? But sometimes it's not really the case na dahil may problema ka. Sometimes God has a purpose and we may not know it, but eventually God will reveal it to us. Verse 13, sabi ni Paul, "As a result, it has become clear throughout the world, the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ, right? If you look at the letter, towards his salutation letter, it was clear that many of the members of the household of Caesar got saved. Grabe, no? Yung sa mga tao sa palasyo, kung nung nandun siya, mga high elite people got saved because of this situation. Amazing, isn't it? Alright? Paring tayo, parang, ano ba yan? Okay. Pero sa Paul, nakita niya to, pinakita ni Lord sa kanya. Ah, okay, kaya pala. Some of these people got saved. In fact, sabi niya, the believers in the household of Caesar sends you greetings. Chapter 4, okay? I want to encourage you to look at that. I remember when I proposed to my wife, and my wife is here. Hi, darling. Hi. I proposed to my wife 16 years ago, 1996. 96 ba yun, dear? Yeah, 1996. All right. So, I was preparing actually to go to Dumaguete. Right? And at, almost at the same time when I proposed to my wife, Pastor Steve, and some of the apostolic leaders asked me, right, to consider joining the church planting team in Russia. Wala sa plano ko ang Russia. Alright, so, and then, kaka-propose ko lang. Alright, so, but, you know, after praying and seeking, kausap nga si Pastor Mark noon, naalala ko pa. Sabi ni Pastor, well, nagtatanong ka pa, buti nga, ina-ask ka eh, parang go. Okay, so, alright, so, parang ako hindi ko sure kasi I haven't even prayed for that. I wasn't really looking, anticipating, all my mind was all set for Dumaguete 1996. But nonetheless, I felt like it was the will of God. I didn't know why. Okay, I wasn't part of the team. Okay, but I went anyway. And this may sound parang worldly or fleshly, or you can call it whatever you like. But one of the reasons, and this is just one of the reasons why, you know, why naintindihan ko na meron din palang purpose si Lord, bakit niya ako dinala doon. Okay, because when I proposed to my wife, all right, matagal kong pinag-ipunan yung ring. Ring lang, wala na. Okay, so wala nang ibang ipon, yung ring lang. All right? Whatever happens next, okay? That's another adventure. And so, I went and when I came back, right? God has a way of really blessing us beyond our imagination. That when I was there, many people visited and they blessed me pagdating ko. Dumating ako ng October 1997, January 1998, kasal na agad. October, November, December, January. After 3 months, kasal na agad. Kasi may provision. And that's why, at the wedding day, parang, Lord, grabe ka talaga eh, no? Okay? Mangyayari kaya ito? Magkakaroon kaya ako ng, ano, ng enough if hindi mo ako dinivert doon? You know, God has a purpose. And sometimes we don't understand it. But along the way, He will reveal it to us. Amen po ba? And that's why, hindi na parang, hindi bakit, kundi, alam mo yun, Lord, alam ko lang na may purpose ka. Hindi man malinaw ngayon. You see, what we go through, right, not has a purpose not only for us, but sometimes it can also be an encouragement to others. And that's also one thing that we can learn here in Paul. We can experience true joy, lasting joy, not only when we know that God has a purpose, fully convinced ka doon, right? Remember this church, God's will is always good, pleasing, and perfect. Let me say that again. God's will is always, always good, pleasing, and perfect. Sabi sa Bible. When we believe that God is sovereign over all, then we can go through difficult situations, right? Secured. And alam mo yan, hindi tayo makakapag-rejoice tayo. Meron tayong true and lasting joy. When we believe, not just know that God has a purpose, but when we believe that God is sovereign over all. Ano bang ibig sabihin nun? Na He is in control. Alam mo minsan, pag tinatry natin i-control yung mga problema at mga situation natin, we can probably end up depressed, stressed, tired. Because truth of the matter is there are some things in life that you can't, it's just beyond your control. But you know what? The truth of the matter is there's nothing in this world that is beyond the control of God. God is fully in control even in our most difficult situation in life. Paul said, because of my chains, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more boldly more courageously and fearlessly. Right? So, hindi lang nag-work si Lord sa buhay niya. Nag-work din si Lord even sa other believers. Na yung situation niya, naging encouragement pa sa iba. Hello? Kapatid, brothers and sisters, you don't know na, you know, yung dinadaanan mo ngayon, that can be an encouragement to other people who will go through that. That's why you just have to believe that God is sovereign, that God is in control. I'm not saying that don't do anything to solve your problem, or all I'm saying is that, you know, you just let God take full control and allow God to do that work. If you are in a season, in a stormy season, yung pinag-usapan natin ngayon. If you are in a difficult situation, allow God to take control. We can have joy in our lives if we believe that God is in full control over everything that is happening to us and around us, because He is. Lastly, what we can learn from Paul is that when we can experience true and lasting joy when we trust that God has a gospel of deliverance for us. God has a gospel of deliverance for us. What is the gospel? The gospel is good news. God has a good news of deliverance for us. For Paul, let me read verse 19 to 20 and share some insights here. No, Paul, sabi niya, "For I know that through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance." Right? He trusted that God has His way. Not only that God is in full control, He also has a way out of whatever His situation is. Remember that song, "God will make a way when there seems to be no way." That's true. God makes a way. Parang luma na nun, you know? Okay, so. Verse 21, sabi, verse 20, "I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed." Kaya huwag tayong mahiya kung ano man yung ginogo through natin ngayon. Sabi niya, "But we'll have sufficient courage, maging matatag at maging matibay din tayo. That now as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death." This is the ultimate goal of whatever situation that we go through. That Christ will be exalted. Christ will be exalted in our body. And then Paul went on, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me." Wow. You know what's amazing? For Paul, either way, kung pakawalan man siya at patuloy siyang mabuhay sa mundong ito, praise God. Pag pinugutan siya ng ulo, praise God. Everything is gain for him. Wow. Wow. Kakaibang mindset yun, di ba? Buhay o patay? Right? Lord, buhay naman. Lord, please. Wag muna patay. Okay? Pero si Paul, buhay or patay? It's all gain. Wow, what a perspective, isn't it? He just know, okay, that whatever happens after this, something great. Deliverance. He will be delivered over to experience God, which he so long desires in his heart. Or he can continue on encouraging other people with his experience about God. You know, every one of us wants to be happy, isn't it? Every one of us wants to experience fulfillment. And I suppose that not one of us here wants to die already, okay? So, and if you are in that place where na parang ayoko na atang mabuhay, you know what? I want to encourage you not to even go through that route thinking. You find somebody. You can find courage. You can still find joy no matter how difficult or challenging your situation is right now. Everyone wants to be happy. But only through faith in Jesus Christ we can have true and lasting joy even in the most difficult seasons or situations or circumstances in our life. The Apostle Paul, he knew the purpose of God. That's why he was one of the greatest apostles, isn't it? And some of us may say, that's Apostle Paul. I'm not Apostle Paul. I know. But these were written so that we will have the same faith. You know why? Because you have the same Jesus. you receive the same salvation. Hello? You have the same promise. As I close, I just want us to understand that we can really find this joy. And there's only one person, not a place, but a person. That is Jesus Christ. A third century man, right? Third century. He was anticipating death. I don't know, probably because of persecution. Let me close with this illustration. He penned these last words to a friend, right? This is what he wrote. Okay, it's not in the PowerPoint, but just listen. He said, writing a letter to a friend, he said, "It's a bad world, an incredibly bad world. But I have discovered in the midst of it a quiet and holy people who have learned a great secret. They have found a joy which in 1,000 times better than any pleasure of our sinful life. They are despised and persecuted, but they care not. They are masters of their souls. They have overcome the world. These people are the called Christians, and I am one of them." Wow. Towards the end of his life. Let me close with this verse in Romans 8:28. In fact, can we all read this together to remind us and encourage us? And we know that, come on, read it. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. How many of you here, you love Jesus Christ? Come on now. You love God with all your heart, with all your mind, soul, and strength. You know what? Whatever you're going through right now, this is your promise. This is your assurance. God will work for your good. You may not understand it now, right? You may not be clear, but one thing is for sure. God will always work for good to those who love Him. Amen? Let me pray. Lord Jesus, Lord, just thank You for Your word. Thank You that today we are reminded that You are good and that You are faithful and that Your will for us is always good, pleasing, and perfect. Lord, I believe that nothing is hidden before You. Even though there are like about 600, 700 people in this room, God, yet every one of them does not escape, Lord God, in Your understanding. You know them. You know what they're going through, Lord. Perhaps some of them, in fact, Lord, are going through just such, it's even beyond description, God, such challenging time. If you are going through a very difficult situation right now, if you are here and you're going through a very difficult situation right now, I want to pray for you. Is that okay? Would you lift up your hand? Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. We are here. We believe God. We want to believe God with you and pray for you. If you're going through a very tough, difficult challenge and situation in your life right now, we just want to offer this prayer and faith for you, with you. Lord, You see these people, God. And I thank You for the humility to acknowledge, Lord, that this one they're going through right now is heavy for them, Lord. It's quite a challenge, Lord, for them. And I pray, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, that there'll be faith, that faith will be found in their hearts to not give up, Lord, to not turn to the right or to the left, but to know and understand and believe that You are in control, to not to try to control it, Lord God, to the point of giving up, Lord, but learning to trust You and surrender to You their situation. I thank You, Lord, because You know this very season of their lives gonna come, and You promise that You will never leave them nor forsake them, but everything will work out for good. Lord, my prayer is that they will remain steady to see that it will indeed work out for good, because you are faithful. I bless them, Lord. I pray that they will find encouragement in your word. They will find help through prayer of others, through victory groups, and even other people who equally believe God. Lord, you know what your people are going through right now. I pray that you will be most glorified even in their challenging situations.